Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Archbishop Bernard Hebda is telling Catholics in Minnesota that ICE agents will not interrupt their Christmas services. The head of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis said local Department of Homeland Security officials told his representatives they do not intend to conduct enforcement actions at churches and K-12 schools unless there's an imminent public safety threat. Archbishop Hebda said in a statement to parishioners, "Please know that you will be most welcome to worship with us at any of our Catholic parishes this Christmas." The Department of Public Safety is encouraging Minnesotans to have a heightened sense of safety through the holidays. State Fire Marshal Dan Cryer says many things can lead to fires during this season.
So Christmas lights, holiday lights, candles, you know, those are things we don't want to leave unattended, you know, especially a candle. Any lit candle that open flame has potential to start a fire. Even LED light strings, they have an electric draw on them.
Cryer says it's safest to plug those holiday lights into a wall outlet. There's Christmas Day football in Minnesota as the Vikings entertain the Lions. The 7-8 Vikes have won 3 straight games, and Coach Kevin O'Connell says they'll be ready to go against a division rival.
It's going to be physical. It's going to be 60 minutes of NFC North football, and this game means a lot to us, and we're putting everything we've got into it, you know, knowing we get a chance to play in front of our great fans again at U.S. Bank Stadium here to close the season a couple times.
Starting quarterback J.J. McCarthy's out with a fractured hand, so former Gopher Max Brosmer gets the start. The Lions are 8-7 this season. And a Powerball player in Arkansas is the winner of the $1.87 billion jackpot in last night's drawing. A ticket sold in Minnesota won $100,000. Minnesota Lottery says the lucky ticket was purchased at Jerry's Foods in Woodbury. 2025 was a season of change and chaos for the Twins.
The Twins started the month of May 8 games out of first place, then went on a 13-game winning streak, hit another lull, traded away their entire bullpen at the deadline, and manager Rocco Baldelli said,
"Obviously a different group than was here yesterday."
Baldelli's team went on to lose 92 games. He was fired at season's end. Team president Derek Falvey,
"This isn't about a failure of Rocco, right, for this season. This is a collective underperformance from our group."
Former Twins bench coach Derek Shelton was introduced as the team's new manager.
"Honored and humbled to be the 15th manager of the Minnesota Twins."
And then late in 2025, new investors were announced helping erase some of the team's accumulated debt, with the Polad family staying in control, but a new Polad, Tom, taking over leadership from brother Joe.
"This decision to make a transition within our family has been extremely difficult, hard on the relationship between Joe and myself, my dad, my two uncles."
Pitchers and catchers report to spring training in Fort Myers in 6 weeks.
This is MNN.